Newt Gingrich, Nancy Pelosi Consistently Partisan, Dictatorial. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 11, 2022. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich has slammed current Speaker Nancy Pelosi as the most consistently partisan, virtually dictatorial, speaker in modern times. In an essay this week, Gingrich responds to a February 4 Washington Post column by Dana Milbank accusing him of bringing hopeless gridlock to the legislature by pioneering a refusal to negotiate. Milbank is either breathtakingly ignorant or willfully dishonest. Gingrich asserts, since he tries to divert attention from the viciously partisan machine the Pelosi speakership has imposed by ignoring the record and attempting to tar Gingrich with the same brush. Gingrich proceeds to demonstrate that his legacy as Speaker included an astonishing number of bills passed with large bipartisan majorities, which stands in stark contrast to Ms. Pelosi's consistently partisan approach. In both her first and current speakerships, Pelosi has consistently ignored Republicans and usually even ignored most Democrats, Gingrich notes. Pelosi has routinely passed key bills with no real scrutiny on a purely partisan basis, a tactic now typical of the big government socialist Democrats. Gingrich argues, such as forcing through an extension to government funding on December 2, 2021 with a 220-1 rep vote. Pelosi similarly passed the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act on July 1, 2021, with 219 Democrats and 2 Republicans, and forced through President Joe Biden's American Rescue Plan with 219 Democrats and 0 Republicans, Gingrich writes. Again last year, Pelosi rammed through an emergency appropriations bill with 213 Democrats and, again, 0 Republicans, he adds. The Pelosi big government socialists consistently sacrifice bipartisanship, he observes, in favor of pushing through radical legislation designed to profoundly change America, even with the narrowest possible margins. The big difference, Gingrich asserts, is that Republicans sought to pass legislation that the American people wanted, and every initiative in the contract with America had 70% or higher approval. Conversely, Pelosi, Biden, and the big government socialists are trying to force radical ideas, destructive programs, and in some cases insanely dumb laws down the throats of the American people, he observes. Speaker Pelosi knows an open legislative process would draw attention to just how weird her members are becoming, and would arouse a wave of opposition to most of what they are trying to do, Gingrich insists. Commentators ought to look at the scale of partisanship and dictatorial control under Pelosi and be honest about who has made the House sick, he concludes. Follow at Williams from